Welcome to Eat This Scroll, University Fellowship Church podcast. My name is Chris Moore, and I am pleased as peaches to be here with you on this beautiful morning, Tuesday morning. Lou is outside my window eating something, facing my window. That's distracting. We do this twice a week, with or without Lou outside of my window, for your encouragement, for your entertainment a little bit, and for your edification. Sometimes maybe even a little bit of conviction if the Holy Spirit's working on you. But this week is a very special week. For the second time ever, we have Brianna Hines.
Hello.
Hello. You know what I should have done? I should have made up your name, like I do with Lou every time.
Yeah.
You are the better half to Lou Hines, or... Mm-hmm. Luberg Heinzenbergs, yes. Which as we all lovingly refer to him as. And Brianna, you are the director of women's ministry.
I am.
Yeah. And you've been doing that for how long?
Since January 1st.
Hot dog. What month are we in? We're in March. Yeah.
Yeah. 2.5 months.
2.5 months. That's exciting. How have you enjoyed it?
Yeah. It's... Everyone asks me that, and I'm not quite sure what to say.
Oh, where do I start?
It's really great. It's really fun. It's just a new aspect of the ministry that I've been doing for a couple of years,
right.
But just kind of like a heavier weight of responsibility, mm-hmm. But also you get to see more of what's going on, which is also a little bit more exciting.
Yeah.
And then you get to dream a little bit more about the future and have a bigger weight in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you were on the leadership team for women's ministry, mm-hmm. for many years,
yes.
with Jamie at the helm. And now Jamie has graduated. She's moved on. We promoted her to the far off land of family ministries.
So she's still right here, which she is said, amazing, yeah. because yes. it would be so much harder if she was not.
Yeah. Yeah. Jamie is incredible. Mm-hmm. We all love Jamie. If you don't love Jamie, I'll just fight you outside in the parking lot. So, but yeah, so you've been at this for several years. You just came back, juiced up off training, mm-hmm. at a training weekend. Was it a whole weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, which is awesome to see us investing in our leadership and the teachers and everything that goes into that, because that you ought to be learning constantly.
Yeah.
Nobody stops needing to learn things. Mm-hmm. I will find the limits for that, though. But you've gotten to be a part of something kind of neat that is... not disconnected from women's ministry per se, but something that you've been encouraged by in your stage of life and you wanted to talk about today. So why don't you introduce that to our listeners?
Yeah. So Faith Gilchrist and the Agape team are hosting a parenting class for the families of Agape kids. Mm-hmm. And it's here at the church. Mm-hmm. So it's invite only. Sorry, this is not an open invitation.
Sorry. If you missed out, then shame on you.
Yeah, but I asked to be a part of the class because I was really excited about the content of what she's teaching, how parents with kids who have trauma, whatever that may look like, mm-hmm. how you love them, how you parent them, how you can learn about their brains and what's going on there, and then how you can move forward from that to help them become healthier adults.
Yeah. And that really is... an enormous task sometimes, depending on your background and what you've experienced growing up. I mean, trauma, none of that stuff gets buried buried dead, I tell people. Mm-hmm. It all gets buried alive. And so you want to be equipped to love and care for and train up your children, whether, you know, adopted or otherwise, for how to tackle those things, mm-hmm. and how to address that in a biblically centered approach, I assume, since... I mean, not I assume, yeah, it's through Agape, so.
There's biblical highlights, but it's paired really well with scientific research.
Okay.
And it's really fascinating because we'll dig into the scientific research, mm-hmm. and see what's going on in the brain, and then you will see these insane parallels with the way God sets up our relationship.
Yeah.
So that he can be that perfect connection, mm-hmm. with us that can restore all hurts and all wrongs that have happened in our past.
Yeah.
It's been really crazy to see that from a Christian perspective and how strong all of the research points to what God is trying to do in our relationship with him.
Yeah. And I think that's a wonderful approach. My minor was in Christian counseling. I've gone to counseling for a number of years off and on. And so I have a particular affection for the work of biblical counseling, but just seeing how it's not necessarily through, you know, being affirmed or looking at through a variety of secular lenses, but it's actually through the God of the Bible who made us and knit us together and walked with us through all of those things that we then can find true healing, true comfort, mm-hmm. true transformation in a space that even biologically we're fighting a war that we can't always see or mm-hmm. have a lot of control over. So what are some kind of initial takeaways that you've been observing from this?
Well, my first thought was, you know, going to it, I didn't know what to expect. And mm-hmm. I thought, okay, well, is this going to apply to me or to the women that I know in our ministry? I was thinking, okay, how can I use some of this stuff
yeah.
for the women mm-hmm. in our ministry? But I wondered if it maybe wouldn't apply because this is focused specifically on trauma in sure. kids. But the more I'm learning, the more I'm realizing that all of us have experienced trauma in some sure. form. Mm-hmm. There are no perfect parents out there. Mm-hmm. And so we all have a background of trauma, and whether that's minimal or big time trauma, like some of these agape kids, mm-hmm. we've all been affected in the ways that can wire our brains to not work correctly.
Right.
And so it's been really fascinating to see that it's applying to me mm-hmm. and my childhood. It's applying to now how I'm parenting my kids.
Right.
And it's applying to my relationship with God. So it's really fascinating.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, you think about how neuropathways are created and formed and how those are, you know, kind of shortcuts within the brain that sometimes our brain takes without us knowing. And then you see scripture talking about effectively how to rewire that. You know, I meditate on your word day and night, and these biblical principles applied. So how have you seen God as the perfect father, the perfect parent, the perfect answer to ultimately, what our problem is sin. Mm-hmm. It's at the root of all of our traumatic experiences, hardships, things that have formed us over our years. So how has God been put at the center of that so far?
Well, what faith is talking about is TBRI, which is trust-based relational intervention, mm-hmm. which is a whole pool of research that is kind of boiling down to all saying the same thing about what kids need.
Yeah.
And at the base of what every kid needs is healthy connection. Mm-hmm. So if they are not connected securely to a caregiver, mm-hmm. then this whole host of problems can come out of that. And it manifests in different ways, but it all comes from this lack of a healthy, solid, trusting connection mm-hmm. with the caregiver. And I thought that was crazy because we see that God's whole purpose is for us to know that we are loved by Him. Mm-hmm. And so Faith even talked about it. She's like, you're probably coming to this class because you want help with correcting your kids. Right? We all need help. Like, okay, how do I get my kid to do what I want?
What's the ideal size of switch for my kid?
Yeah. But she said, we can't even get there until we see that the root of their even ability to obey us mm-hmm. comes from their connection to us.
Sure.
And I thought that was so fascinating because I think that's true in our faith as well. Mm-hmm. Like our ability to obey God in a joyful way, in a way that's, you know, fruit of the spirit way,
sure,
comes from our connection to Him and feeling loved mm-hmm. by Him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so much of our life requires us facing difficulties, and obedience to God is no exception to that, you know, and so it's so often that we attribute to God our expectations of what a ruler or a parent or a rule enforcer looks like, and we've divorced ourselves from the relational component. And you're right, when you do that, when you know that you're secure, that your Heavenly Father loves you and has deep affection and covenant faithfulness towards you, it allows you to obey in good times and bad with a joy that we see described in scripture, you know, about rejoicing and being joyful during suffering and trials and all these things. That can't happen apart from understanding who it is that you're connected to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so in my head, I'm also connecting all of these ideas on brain research and seeing things with this deep dive that I've been doing on the parable of the prodigal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you see two very dysfunctional sons mm-hmm. in that parable. It's not just one son
right.
that is disobedient. It's both of them.
Yeah.
And both of it comes from an insecurity about the love of their father,
mm-hmm.
or like their place, their secure place in that family. And so one of the kids books it and spends all of the money and does all of the
wishes
sins.
His dad was dead.
Yeah. And it's all the stuff that you think of with like disobedient kids. Like,
right.
I'm not going to do what you want. And, you know, mm-hmm. completely defiant.
I'm my own man now.
Yeah. And then you see that even before he has a chance to repent, mm-hmm. the father immediately goes to him. Like before he even says he's sorry, mm-hmm. the father sees that he needs to feel that deep connection.
Mm-hmm.
In order to actually repent and live in a relationship where he's able to be compliant.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the other son who isn't openly a problem.
Right.
Right? He
yeah.
does everything his dad wants.
More sneaky.
Yes. But you can also see that he doesn't trust the love from the father, mm-hmm. because he says, I have slaved for you all of these years. He thinks the father wants his perfect obedience and mm-hmm. his slavery. And he thinks that's the way to earn love from his father.
Right.
And so you see that in this parenting class as well, that when you have babies that didn't get responded to in a certain way, sometimes mm-hmm. it can shut down their abilities to mm-hmm. respond. And then they look like the perfect child.
Yeah.
Because they're super compliant.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because they've learned that, oh, I think my parent wants me to shut down to be loved.
Right.
And so it's not that they are perfectly obedient because they feel perfectly loved,
mm-hmm.
because they're perfectly obedient because they think if I'm not perfectly obedient, I won't be loved.
Right. Yeah. Or a means of controlling spaces to reduce collateral from relational consequences that they've experienced in the past. Or yeah, that's so true. And then, yeah, like I said, you get the kids who reject all of that because they didn't get the love. And both of them have attachment disorders.
Yeah, <You know>? Exactly. And so we talk a lot about attachment.
Yeah.
And the attachment styles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fascinating.
Yeah.
But I think it all boils down to it's grace first.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's our job as parents and it's God's job as our parents mm-hmm. to give us grace first. So we have to move toward our kids
mm-hmm.
and move toward them in attachment, even if they're being disobedient.
Yeah.
Even if they drive us insane.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we hate the behaviors that they're showing us.
Right.
And so something really helpful that she mentioned was we have to consider the why. Like, what's the why behind this behavior right now?
Mm-hmm.
What's that unmet need? Like, how are they feeling disconnected or unsafe? And then if you start to like look behind the behavior to the why, I think she said something like, well, maybe don't quote me perfectly, but like 80% of like bad behaviors are usually an unmet need,
mm-hmm.
like trying to get what they need. They just don't know how to do that in a healthy way.
Right. Yeah, you can see that. I mean, you've got four kids.
Yes.
I've got four kids. I gave birth to all of them. It's beautiful. But periodically, you know, you can see one of them act out.
Mm-hmm.
Because a new baby is being introduced into the family unit, or because maybe one of the other kids has needed more attention or just gotten more attention, mm-hmm. unbeknownst, you know, without paying any attention to how you're going about it. And you go, what are you doing? Like, I've even said to my daughter sometimes, do you need some attention? And she's like, I do. And I'm like, okay, come over here.
Yeah.
You know, they just get wild and weird or disobedient and these kinds of things. And I think that, you know, for the listener, like none of these things absolves the disobedience. They just help us piece together how better to equip them for hopefully a life of righteousness through faith and grace in Christ. But they're tiny little humans
mm-hmm.
and we're called to model Christ. And Christ came to us while we were still sinners, while we were a mess
mm-hmm.
and he showed us love. So I think that that's a great way to approach parenting. Rachel and I, I'll often hear her when I'm about to go lay the smack down on my kids. I'm like impatient and I'm frustrated and they've been disobeying. And she's like, relationship, relationship, relationship. As I'm like storming into their room or something.
Well, like, and part of that is kids love consistency because it means I care enough about you
mm-hmm.
to set a limit.
Right.
and the limit will always be the same.
Yeah, there's a security in that.
So like, yes, it's a consequence, but it's love mm-hmm. in the form of a boundary.
Right.
So like, yeah, we don't have to let our kids like walk all over us because we just need to love them all the time.
Right.
Sometimes loving them is having very consistent boundaries because it's how we love them.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's true of the secular world and that's true of God. Both, there will be consequences in both spheres, whether it's just out there in the world, mm-hmm. people will not let you behave this way. Society will correct you and it will not always be safe or comfortable like it might be in the home, at least safer and more comfortable. Same thing with God. There'll be times where you ran out of, you know, mm-hmm. not that we can run out of God's patience, but you know what I mean? Like he has to discipline us mm-hmm. and allow the consequences of our actions to come back and bite us. So as parents, we're kind of creating a micro environment to test all this stuff out and mm-hmm. prepare them in a safe place. They're secure. They're safe. There are rules that are good and God-given that we need to adhere to. And they're rooted in a person and work of Christ, not just a means of obtaining what you need relationally or physically or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that sounds like that's been a pretty good class to be a part of.
Yeah, it's been really awesome. I've enjoyed it a lot.
That's great. Not that it, again, it's invite only, but how much more is there to go with that?
There's 4 more weeks.
Cool.
So we're just diving in right now. But yeah, correction is like one of the last weeks.
Yeah.
She says, you know, people try correction first, mm-hmm. but if you don't have that relationship base, correction doesn't really work.
Yeah, it can be really challenging. And a lot of times you get behavior modification, but you're not addressing the heart.
Yeah. And so it'll just keep coming back.
Yeah. Or express itself in different ways.
So I've been having a little bit harder time connecting with 2 of my 4 children. Uh-huh. And so it's been really helpful to look at it as the lens of, okay, I think they probably need deeper relational connection. Mm-hmm. And so trying some of those specific ways that she's suggested, like with safe physical touch or mm-hmm. like eye contact or doing shared activities or engaging in play with them.
Yeah.
Having a more even toned voice.
Yeah.
I can go high and low.
You mean I have to control myself as a yeah. parent? I thought I had the freedom to do whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm noticing that they are responding to it mm-hmm. even in this short amount of time.
That's awesome.
They respond more to me now and they are more self-controlled when I have put in the relational work on the front end.
Yep. Yeah. It's amazing how responsive they are and also resilient. I think as a parent, sometimes we can be afraid, I'm going to screw my kid up like overnight, you know?
I mean, we all will somehow.
Yeah, we will. but to see that at no point do you just throw in the towel.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you've got, your kids are all pretty young still, but you know, you've got some double digits in there now. And so you start incorporating these things now and you're seeing the benefit of that. So mm-hmm. wherever your kids are at, I think these can be really helpful principles.
Yeah. And I think the best thing for me as a parent to focus on right now is that God loves me mm-hmm. so much.
Yeah.
And he is so patient with me.
Right. And that's, yeah, I mean, it, as an individual, that is where our source is in all of the things. Mm-hmm. It comes from God's love towards us. And so I think that's a wonderful reminder for us on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Because that's, yeah, especially with relationships where we can find our fuse, you know, getting dangerously close mm-hmm. to igniting and kids have just a way about them. They're God's little sanctifiers.
Yep.
Well, that's wonderful. I appreciate you coming on here and sharing some about that. I love kids. I've got 4 of them. Might have more. I don't know. Say the Lord has in store. Yeah. But I'm always thinking, Rachel and I are always thinking about how can we steward these kids well? Mm-hmm. You know, because as Christian parents, we understand that we are responsible before the Lord mm-hmm. and these tiny little souls.
Yep.
And there's no going back now. Yep. We're in too deep.
Lord have mercy.
Seriously. Yeah. More than we probably know. Yeah. So let's start doing it well every opportunity we get. So, mm-hmm. well, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm excited to have you on. Oh, I said for the second time only. The first time Brianna and I were on this on Eat the Squirrel together. It was in the last location, and I had recorded with the laptop microphone instead of the two external microphones. And so all we could hear was the horrible, horrible sound of the internal fan, like trying to keep my computer alive. So I'm happy to have you back, and I'm happy to have you on again in the future. Yeah. Listener, hopefully you were encouraged. You know, everyone is around kids. Everyone can be a place of safety and security that reflects Christ's love and our security in Him. So whether you are a single individual or not, you've got nieces, nephews, you attend a church where there's kids all around. So this is applicable to everyone. So consider how God's love towards you can be a foundation of security for you as you love those around you, the little ones. Mm-hmm. All right, listener, we'll get you on the next episode. Bye. Well, thanks for listening. Thank you to our guests for coming and sharing what they've been chewing on in God's Word. We produce these podcasts and release them twice a week, so please subscribe so you don't miss out on one. And don't forget, love God, love your neighbor, and make disciples.